News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's get a Black Friday preview update about how Christmas Angels are going with Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey.
I would encourage everybody to go out to Blue Baker, check out the Angels and what they want. And then when you're shopping for your own family on Black Friday, you know, you can get the deals for these kids as well. And if you don't know what Christmas Angels is, it's where we here at Bryan Broadcasting are fortunate enough to help 700 families here in the Brazos Valley have Christmas when they wouldn't otherwise. And, you know, we can't do it without you. So Black Friday is huge if you want to get an angel, a few angels, because you can, you know, score a ton of deals and really make a kid's Christmas.
How does one get an angel?
Well, Bill, I'm glad you asked. We have trees set up at both Blue Bakers, that's University and Dominic Drive. You can also go online to mychristmasangels.com. And I know a lot of people are worried, because I've talked to a lot of people that say, oh, well, I don't know what to get an 8-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. And I will tell you that on that paper angel, we have the child's name, pant size, shirt size, and then their explicit wish list. So it is very simple. All you have to do is pick up some of the items, and they're not extravagant things. A lot of kids are asking for coats, winter clothes, you know, a Barbie here and there. Action figures were huge for the guys with all those superhero movies out this year. So it's very simple, and it goes a long, long way. The website, again, is mychristmasangels.com or both Blue Bakers.
So I'm going to use going to Blue Baker as the example. You get the angel, you do the shopping, then what happens after that?
After you go shopping, all you need to do is wrap, label, and return the gifts back to Blue Baker. You don't even have to bring them to us. We will get them from the restaurant, and we will deliver them. So all you need to do is pick up the angel, shop, and then wrap, which, of course, is the best part of shopping, is the wrapping. So wrap, label, and return to Blue Baker, either Blue Baker. If you picked up your tag at University and you dropped them off at Dominic, doesn't matter to us. As long as they're all labeled, or if you want to use the same wrapping paper, that's helpful for us, too. And we'll do the rest.
Another option is just to make a cash donation.
Yes. A lot of people don't think about that, but the monetary donations also go a long way, because 700 kids is a lot. And I know this area is so generous, but some years we don't have all the kids adopted. So what we do with the cash is we have our own shoppers who will go out and they will fulfill the kids' needs and wants, and they just do all that for you. So the monetary donation is where we use that. And you can make the donation online at mychristmasangels.com. You'll see the little button. It just says donate here, and click there. The cost of an angel, I think we figured it out to about $80 to $100. But anything you can give. I know it's been a tough year for a lot of people. A lot of people struggling to figure out how they're going to have their own Christmas, let alone help out a strange kid. So any amount of money will be so helpful.
And again, it's as easy as going to either a Blue Baker location in College Station or go to mychristmasangels.com.
And Blue Baker's delicious, so while you're there, grab a sandwich.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey with a Christmas Angels update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.